first piece of the Ramban and
Parashas Truma, the famous piece of the Ramban. It's one of the parashas where the Ramban has a hakdama to the parasha, an hakdama to Binyan HaMishkan. Instructive, just before we see the piece of Truma, the first piece of Vayakel. The first piece of Vayakel explains that after Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Klal Yisrael together to teach him about the donations for the Mishkan. So the Ramban writes in Vayakel V'itochen Shoyezeh V'yoy Mocharas Riditoy V'omu L'kulam Inyan HaMishkan Ashen Itztamu V'mitchil L'koydim Shibur Aluchos. It could be that Moshe Rabbeinu brought them all together the day after he came down, and he told them the day after Yom Kippur, and he told them Inyan HaMishkan Ashen Itztamu V'mitchil L'koydim Shibur Aluchos, that which was commanded before the Luchos were broken. So after the Cheder Egel and after the Kapora of Yom Kippur, so then Moshe Rabbeinu, the first thing he did is taught them Binyan HaMishkan again, because that was an indication that they have now returned back to the fresh new relationship that they had b'shas matan Torah. Ubiyodua shetiyah shchinasa b'seichom ki inyan shetzivo b'tchilo k'moysha amar v'ol shenei v'ktur shechadi b'seichom. V'lachayin tzivo yisam moysha ato b'chol mashin etztava b'tchilo. So here the Ramban is pointing out that he takes issue with a certain interpretation that is often attributed to Rashi. Rashi quotes a medrash that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Truma, the mitzvah of Mishkan, after Cheder Egel. So it was often attributed to this, the pshat of this medrash, was that the Mishkan, in and of itself, was not part of the original plan of Matan Torah, but it was a response to the Cheder Egel. The Ramban acknowledges the medrash, but says that's not pshat in the medrash. The Ramban could not accept it for numerous reasons. The medrash is very difficult to learn, to interpret it that way for numerous reasons, because if that would be the case, as the Sforim point out, so then all of Vayikra is not part of Matan Torah. We assume that B'Shas Matan Torah, Lo Yom Yerakel, Lo Yechlif, Lo Yechlif Dosei, that Matan Torah was complete. That was the complete, the word changes afterward. But be that as it may, the Ramban says the pshat in this, wherever this comes from, the pshat in Zohar, doesn't mean that a Kodesh Baruch Hu in any way amended Torah based on Cheder Egel. It means that by teaching Mishkan Mikdash right after Yom Kippur, that's what it was. But after Yom Kippur, they had the 3 days they collected. And by Tes Vav Tishrei, they had all of the needs they had for Mishkan. By that being the first thing that Moshe Rabbeinu taught or retaught Liachar Matan Torah, Liachar Luchos Shnios, that established that there was a Kapara Shleima, Kapara Gemura. That's what showed that everything was back on track. So it wasn't that according to Ramban, it's not that the Mishkan was an antidote to the Cheder Egel. It means the sense of pirud that Klal Yisrael experienced because of the Cheder Egel. So that Moshe Rabbeinu announced that the Cheder Egel is entirely resolved through the Mishkan. Now that concept takes on great meaning when you see the beginning of Truma. The Ramban is the famous Shita that Mishkan is a Hemshech of Matan Torah. And the Ramban expressed it in two ways, with Tzorchi and the different, what's the significance of the different ways? First he says, Kasher Dibera Hashem and Yisrael Pondim Bepondim Asar Sadibris. V'tziva Yisrael Al Yidei Moshe Ketzas Mitzvah Shem Kamei Ova Islam Mitzvah Yisrael Shol Torah. Ramban explains what he said at the recent beginning of Mishpatim, that the Aseres HaDibros are Ovois, and that all of the other mitzvahs can be organized around the Aseres HaDibros. Rashi refers to Rebbeinu Sadrigoin, that organizes Kol HaTorah Kulo around the Aseres HaDibros. Kasher Hinhigu Rabbi Seinu Im Agerim, Shebon Lisyayim, just like we have a din, that we are Melamed Mitzvahs Mitzvahs for a Ger. The Yisrael Kiblu Aleim La'asois Kol Mashi Yitzaveim Al Yodei Shol Moshe. The Koreis Imoim Riz Al Kol Zeh, we discussed last week. The Yatah, now that we've accomplished this, that we received Torah upon him, that we had learned Mitzvahs Mitzvahs, that we were Mekabel Kol Mashi Yitzaveim, Miyata Hine Heim Loi La'om V'hu Lehem Lei Loi Kim. This is what completed. This was the completion of the bris that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be lelikim. This ponim uponim kabbalas kol mashi yitzaveim. After knowing some of the obvious amitzvus, atah im shemoya tishmu bekoyli ushmartem es brisi v'yisim likskula v'yomar v'atem tumachus koyinim v'goy konish v'hinei. Now the Rambam's mechadesh. V'hinei heim kedoshim ru'uyim she'yiyo ben mikdosh la'ashrei shchinosei b'neyem v'lachein tziva t'chila al devara mishkan she'yiyo lo'i bayis b'secha mekudosh l'shmoi v'shom yidaber ha'moshe v'yitzamiz b'nei Yisrael v'nei ikim rachei v'tu ha'mishkan v'okim nuchas ha'shchina she'hu ha'orin. Right? So the Ramban is explaining why is the Mishkan the first thing that is so well explained. Kadosh Baruch Hu elaborates. He says, "Hidei Kedoshim, Ru'uyim Shetiyo Ben Mikdash Lashu Shchinos Beneiim." So apparently the Ramban is saying, "What's Pshat Ru'uyim?" That the Mishkan is a natural consequence of Matan Torah. That once Klal Yisrael had reached this level of Kedusha, Ponim b'ponim, and Kabbalas Kol Ma'ish Tzad Tzaveim, and they had a bris with the Rebbeinu Shalom. That means to have a bris with Rebbeinu Shalom is a level of Kedusha. You can't negotiate the Melech Malchi and Lochim. So having a bris, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was Machnas bris, so that shows a level of Kedusha Klal Yisrael. So then a natural consequence of being a Kodesh is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mashrash Chinosoi Beineyim. Ru'uyim, they are now worthy. She'yiyah ben mikdosh la'ashreish chinosei b'neiim. Right? Ramban's approach to Nevuah. Ramban's approach to Nevuah is it's a natural consequence. Ramban, I think, in Parshas Rei, that a person becomes closer and closer to Rebbeinu Shlomo, memele begins to have, it grows from within. As opposed to the Rambam that sees Nevuah as something that's entirely granted from without, Ramban says it's a natural consequence of a person's Kedusha. So Ramban is saying over here a similar idea. Hein Kedoshim, Ru'uyim, so then we are worthy that a Kedusha Baruch Hu should be Mashmash Chinosei between Kedoshim. It's a natural coming together of as a result of our kedusha, l'chein tziva tchila, and that's why we start with Bar Mishkan. Shilei bayis b'seichem, mekudish l'shmoi. V'shomi daber b'moshe v'tzavus b'nei Yisrael. V'hinei iker chevetu b'mishkan, v'okim nuchas ha'shchina, shuvu orin. K'mo shomim adi l'chosham, v'nibarti itcha me'al ha'kapayrus. Al kenik dim orin v'ha'kapayrus. Why is the orin first? Because the primary focus of Mishkan is the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu will continue teaching. That's where the Hashrei Sashchina will be felt to the greatest extent. So therefore it's the Alkenik Dima Orin Vakapoiris Bekan Ki Umukdom B'Mala. And then B'Sram Chloin Shluchim V'Nair Hashem Kelim Kavoyu V'Yer Al Nini Mishkan Sheba Avuram Nasa. And then we'll teach, then once you have the Yesod, the Makor, right, the basic idea, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu will teach us the the place in which the Aron is housed. Abul Moshe, the Vashis of Yaakov, the Mishkan, the Oli, the Bechseyu, Chinos, the Tzal, the Fishu, the Royal Akanim, the Mice. And when you learn this Parshat by Yaakov, so then Moshe Rabbeinu first discusses building the Mishkan, because the Mice are going to build the Mishkan before they make the Aron. But in the presentation of Purim and Tzava, so first it's a conceptual presentation that first you have to know what's the Tayelus of everything. Tayelus is the Aron. So that is the Ramban's Mahalach al Pi Pshutai. Misoida Mishkan, who Shayya Kovay, Asher Shochin, Alai Sinai, Shochin Allah bin Nister. Alright? Now, but on a deeper level, and Rabbi Shavel points out this is based on the Zayar. On a deeper level, Shayya Kovay, Asher Shochin, Alai Sinai. That some experience which took place in Sinai, Shaykhin Allah bin Nistar. So that covenant should continue in a hidden fashion. Some presentation of the Kodesh Baruch Hu that Torah says took place in Sinai and that was perceived. In the end of Parshas Pekudei, the third last pasuk of the Sefer Shemois is Uchvoid Hashem Molei Es HaMishkan. Right? So the Ramban is stressing what's Uchvoid Hashem Molei Es HaMishkan? Uchvoid Hashem in a certain way which Kodesh Baruch Hu presents himself, a certain Gilui Shechina. So the Gilui Shechina which took place in Sinai, that Gilui Shechina maintains itself Benister. Right? What does Benister mean? So the Chor Benister means that it doesn't come in, it is not as easily accessible as it was at Sinai. At Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself, Bekoilos Ibrakim, Roos HaKoilos. Right? So at Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave everybody the ability to have a much greater sense of insight of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Was much more felt quite to everybody. when it comes to Mishkan, so Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence apparently is there, but it's benister. It means that a person has to be much more better trained, they're much more sensitive, much more open. That's benister. Benister means that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change himself. Benister means what's our perception? What's the chiluk between a neis nigla and a neis nister? Ramban Mechukoisai. A neis nister, the Ramban says, is something which a person only notices over a period of time. A neis nister is when things happen which go against the natural odds. Right? So a neis nigla and a neis nister are very, very similar. They're both something which is unexpected. We don't expect to see because of Teva, right? Again, what does that mean? That means that there is a certain perspective that we have on the world that we have been trained to expect it to see. And because we've been trained to see it, so therefore our minds detach it when we don't think about it from the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we think about it, it's a Gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Gravity, and we think about it as a Gilui of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We don't think about it, we call it Teva. So what's the difference between Teva? And Rabbi Yechon says, Mishomar, L'Shevet V'Yadlik, Yimei V'Chomis L'Yadlik. So Teva is Kodesh Baruch Hu placing certain rules in place, which will continuously repeat themselves, which we will come used to, and which, because we come used to them, so therefore they are part of our expectations, and it requires, this is the Nakuda, it requires a more sensitive and a more open person and a more aware person to see Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashen Akein, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu does something which is kineged ha-teva, it's the same Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the same koichais, it's the same thing. Elamai, we're not expecting it, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu has expected rules and unexpected rules. Expected performances, expected gilui, and unexpected gilui. So what's the chiluk? The chiluk is totally what we're holding. Right? If a person is holding in a place that he never heard of gravity before, So then gravity is going to be a gilui shechina for him, right? Be kriyas yamsa for him. The pella, right? There you all stay in the same place. The things always fall. The person would come from a place with no gravity. He lives in a place with no gravity. So you have to spend your entire all your efforts to wear yourself down and to figure out how to do things. But you're in floating, and then you come to a gravity world. That's a nice nigla. No. So what's the chiluk? The chiluk is that Kadosh Baruch Hu has different presentations. He has a nister and a nigla presentation. So a nigla presentation is a sledgehammer thing. Even a person who's half asleep will see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And a nigla and a nister presentation is that a person has to work on himself. It requires avodah. Right? So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Ramban. So Ramban says, what's a nes nister? Ramban Buchukoyse says a nes nister is that every single year the crops are doing great. Klal Yisrael wins every single Mulchama. So every single event it sounds like a Seva. It's only after you go through years and years and years and you never had a drought, years and years and years, and there never was a chesaron of water at the right time, Shvechem Be'itam, right? Years and years and years, every single year, the crops are doing great. So that doesn't match the natural laws that we've come to expect. But you only notice it after a period of time. So what makes it nister? Because on any given year, you'd have to be a sensitive person. You have to look for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. And Nes Nigla is you see it. You don't have to be looking for it. You don't have to be searching for it. So when the Ramban says Sheyia Kovoid Asher Shochin Al Arsinai Shochin Alod Benister, that's what the Ramban is referring to. That a person who was a Har Sinai, that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu Benigla. That the person who was a Har Sinai walked away, he saw the Rebbeinu Shlomo. But a person who goes to Mikdash and Mishkan, so then if he learns the Mishkan Avos, and he says there are 10 Nisim in Mishkan and Mikdash, and then he goes to the Mikdash and he sees Taka, the Yoshim goes all the way up, right? It's not supposed to happen that way. And last time he came, the same thing. He came another time, it was windy. Still the same thing, right? And he says, you know, it's a pella. And he goes to his butcher store back in Tzvaz, it smells terrible, right? So he comes to the Mikdash every single time. He comes, maintenance crew's gewaldig over here. Never doesn't smell at all. So it's minister. It's not, you're not going to, if you're aware of it, if you learn the Mishnah, and you know to look for it, so then you'll see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the same thing, I've been swoofing. So that's the lechayes that it means. Who sheyiak soidan mishkan, who sheyiak kovei sheshochin al asina yishoichin alod benister. That Klal Yisrael is after who sheyiak kovei sheshochin al asina yishoichin alod benister. It means that now you can build on this many many different ideas. Let's just stick with what the Ramban is saying the Pashtusai, and that is that after we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Nigla, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we will maintain this Gilei Shechina ben Nister. After I showed you Boifin Nigla, so now you'll have the same access to me, the same good, but it'll be ben Nister. Right? And again, there's so many different binyanim you can build on this model. Chanukah, we often speak about that the Nes Nigla is Megalo and Nes Nister. That's a Yisoid in Ramban. Ramban has it several places. Ramban develops it that we learn together. We learn together the parshas by Yosef. By Yishlechei Uish. Right, the double entendre in the Medrash in the Psukim, which the Ramban points out, L'chari, that's what it means. It means that there was a Giloi that was Megala that Kadosh Baruch Hu was going to be with him going down, going further. Right, Yaakov Avinu and the Vayavek Ishish. What happened? There was a Yaakov had a Nevuah B'Nigla, and that was Melamed. That later on, when Esau walks away, Benister, but that's a Kadosh Baruch. It's a pattern that Ramban has in Bereishis, and the Ramban apparently is establishing that this pattern is the relation between Har Sinai and Mishkan. So now the Ramban says, "By Yishkon Kavod Hashem al Har Sinai, Kavod Hashem." That that's a phrase of a certain kind of gilui. So therefore, it says at the end of Pekudei, which according to Ramban, that he points out in his Akdamah to Sefer Shmos, that that is the geula, the end of Pekudei. The geula is not the geulas Mitzrayim, and the geula is not Har Sinai. But the Ramban points out the geula is Mishkan, the last puzzle. That's why the Sefer is called Sefer Geula, because it's only when a Kadosh Baruch Hu maintains the Gilui Shechina that was Bar Sinai, and he maintains it in a constant way, and he allows it to become Teva, if we want it to become Teva, then that's when the Ramban says we have returned to the status of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and that's Geula. That's the Ramban and Natsak Toma, again, another direction in which one can take this. Uchemoyishin Nemarsham. So how did the Ramban prove this? That this Yisoid, that Mikdash Mishkan is a hemshech of Har Sinai, right? So first the Ramban says Kipashdusai is hinein kedosh ruuyim sheyibem Mikdash Ashrei. That this is a natural consequence of being elevated to that level. Now the Ramban says a step deeper, right? That what in fact are we roi for? We're roi to be perceiving a Kadosh Baruch Hu minister. And that's why it says Kavod Hashem by Har Sinai, and at the very end of Pekudei it says Ukhoid Hashem Bolei Yesa Mishkan. That's the Ramban's Yisoid, that the same Gilui Shechina was accessible to us at Har Sinai, in Mishkan. All right. Now one could say that is an important insight that we should learn from this Lagavi human nature. That human nature cannot maintain the heightened level of Gilui Shechina on an ongoing basis. It's not, where do we see that? We see it first at Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael was not ready for the intense Gilui Shechina that was there, and they had it, and then they retracted and they said they're not ready for it. Hey, Neron, right? They were not able to absorb it. Where else do we see it that the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayetze? Ramban says, we mentioned Bekitzer now, Ramban says that in Parshas Vayetze, when it says Vinei Shloish Adorim, there are three flocks around the well, that is the three regalim. Ramban says that the Torah goes out of its way to say that when they describe how the flocks were around the well, the Torah goes out of its way to say that they told Yaakov Avinu that you have to roll the stone off, and then the Torah says that they would roll the stone back. So the Ramban says, who needs to know when they're rolling the stone back? What's that got to do with the story? Rolling the stone off, so that's part of the story of Yaakov and Rachel meeting. But then they put the stone back afterwards. The Ramban says a very important yisoid. He says, because people become jaded, no matter what it is. So he says, you can't go to Mikdash and think you can live in Yerushalayim every day in and day out and maybe Rosh Hashanah. People need to have a certain rhythm. People need to have experiences, move away from the experiences, move back to the experience. Human beings, because Rosh did not construct us that if we would be living in Mikdash all the time, if we'd be having Pesach all year round, so Pesach would not have the impact it's supposed to have on us. If we have Pesach all year round, so we would it would lose its excitement, lose its impact. We would stop thinking about Geula. I mean, it's Pesach all year round, Matzah every single night, a Seder every single night, so we should be thinking about Geula all the time. Human beings are not like that. We need to withdraw from something. If something's going to have an important impact upon us, we need to have it, withdraw from it, I hope, consolidate it, build on it, and then come back to it. That's the yisoid that the Ramban says, is yisoid in human nature, which we know intuitively certainly to be true. This is the yisoid in Mikdash also. Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim that one of the purposes of Tumah is that people should not have total access to Mikdash all the time. Why? So Rambam says, Yisoyin, that it could, you could have Mikdash, you could have Hashrosh Shechina, you could have Nisim Gluyim Yerushalayim, but if you have, if you can get there anytime you want, then people become jaded and it has a certain loses its excitement. So now, so Ramban is saying, that might be what the Ramban, what we should be understanding from the Ramban. That for Kodesh Baruch Hu to go into Nister mode means that it'll demand of the human being to seek out a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To have the Gilui Shechina all the time, so even Gilui Shechina, even Kriyas Yamsuf, if you had Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yin and the Yad, the Yin and the Yad, so you, it would lose its impact. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ke'ilu withdraws, Ke'ilu is mitzamze, and goes into Nister mode, so that means that it'll demand of the person to work on himself, to be sensitive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is a more profound and a more successful way in which a person will be able to maintain a greater sense of Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sounds counterintuitive. Dveikus should be easier if I have Prius Yamsuf every single day, if I have Pesach every single day. Rabban says, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't make us that way. Kadosh Baruch Hu made us in such a way that we will have greater Dveikus if we have experiences that are that show us. I think the Sifse Chaim develops this idea, forget where, maybe by Shavuos, develops the idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives people experiences. Those experiences show how far you can go. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, he had the experience, you know how far you can go, now go back to where you were before, and with this new insight of what you can accomplish, try to move forward. That's it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Matan Torah, Gilui Shechina, and then we went back. But you know that you can be Makabel Shechina. So then you think of yourself differently. So Chaim develops, that's when we celebrate a nice Purim. You can't have Purim all year round. But if you have Purim once a year, and you realize a person can get a certain level of insight, a certain level of inspiration, so then after Shushan Purim, you realize, I can do it. Right. Now, so L'chaira, that's one of the building blocks that the Kadosh Baruch Hu introduces into our thinking with this idea of our Sinai, and with this understanding that Mikdash and Mishkan is a Hemshech bin Nister, and that's a Kvayit Hashem. Now the Ramban builds on this. Next, V'hizkir ba'mishkan shnei pe'omim. We open up the end of Pekudei, so the two psukim, one and both repeat, Uchvayit Hashem molei es ha'mishkan. First pasuk has Uchvayit Hashem. First pasuk has that the Anan came down Uchvayit Hashem molei es ha'mishkan. And the second pasuk is that Moshe Rabbeinu would enter, but he couldn't go all the way in because Uchvayit Hashem, I think it's the same language, maybe a word off. So Ramban says that's redundant. Without the Ramban, we possibly don't know what it means. Uchvayit Hashem molei es ha'mishkan. Right? Now with the Ramban, we tell Uchvayit Hashem molei es ha'mishkan means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreated on an ongoing basis some experience that he was first megala to us at our Sinai. So why is it repeated? He's given Mishkan shnei pamim. Uchvayit Hashem molei es ha'mishkan kineged es kvoidim es gondoy. Vayev ha'mishkan tomid im Yisrael ha'kovay kshinir lehem bar Sinai. Ube boi Moshe oye ilov ha'dibur asher nidbar loy bar Sinai. Uch Moshe omer batan toira. Min ha'shamayim ish miyachos koiloi liyasreka. Ve'lo ore teruch es ishoik noila. Kach ba'mishkan tziv v'yishma es ha'kol midaber ilov me'alak ha'poiras. The Ramban explains, you want to have another connection between Mikdash and our Sinai, it's Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives over mitzvahs in Noel Moyen. The same format of Kadosh Baruch Hu teaching Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu continues in our Sinai. You can see it also in Hakbalah. The one mitzvah that Kadosh Baruch Hu stresses b'shas Matan Torah is don't go up the mountain. Hakbalah. Shosh Shemei Hakbalah. Why is that so important? It must be important. When Kadosh Baruch Hu first meets Moshe Rabbeinu, First thing he says is, Shalom Alechem Avgadacha, Altu Gav Aloyim, Hagbalah, right? Hagbalah is one of the Yesodis of Mishkan, right? Moshe, Kohen Gadol, Lefnai Lefnim, once a year, right? After Sur Nachana, Kohenim, Tahirim, Tomei, Kekadir Arabayas, Yisrael is limited in terms of how far he can get into the Arabayas. So the concept of Hagbalah is transferred from Har Sinai, was given to Har Sinai. The next time Klal Yisrael sees Hagbalah, it's in Mikdash Mishkan, right? Even, and it goes much further, because the Mishnah Kalim says that you have Hagbalah from Kutchi Kutchim throughout Eretz Yisrael. But you have to understand that this is such a Yisoy being communicated to us. The first time there's Gilui Shechina and Shmois by the Sne Hagbalah, by the Torah Hagbalah, and then all of Taurus, right, is an expression of that concept of Hagbalah, right? It must be a Yisoy that Kadosh Baruch Hu is megalim to us as a preparation for our Sinai. So that's another way that you see this idea of this connection. What is the hemshich of Mishnah? The hemshich of Matan Torah. Next, so then he says. So we see it in terms of Matan Torah. La'gid Masha Omer b'Nichbal v'Yedaber Elov. La'gid Masha Omer b'Kabbalah. She'akol b'Omer Hashemayim El Moishe Mi'alak Aporis. No Misham Yedaber Elov. Ki Kol Dibur Moishe Hayem Min Hashemayim B'Yoyim V'Nishma Mi'Bein Shnei Akruvim K'Derech U'Dvarav Shemata Mi'Teches V'Alkeinu Yishneim Zog. The Ramban says, why is there so much gold in Mikdash? The Ramban explains that gold is the closest material you have in this world to Eish. If you wanted to, there are different kinds of gold. So we are more familiar with yellow gold. But there's three kinds of gold, the white, red, and yellow. So red gold is apparently, as the Ramban says, of all the different natural materials, if he had a lot of red gold, so the one that would be the clearest reminder of Eish is red gold. So that's apparently the gold that was used inside, that's the gold of the Kruvim. That this should be a reminder of Kadosh Baruch Hu being Megal himself, Mitoicha Eish. What's Mitoicha Eish? So, Gili Mitoicha Eish is a, again, I'll be Nigla. Gilui Mitoicha Eish is the paradox of accessibility and inaccessibility. Right? Gilui Shechina is a paradox. Right? So, how do you create that paradox in a concrete way? Gilui Mitoicha Eish. So the last place you want to get close is Eish. Right? Because Rosh Magala Mitoicha Eish. V'chein Omar HaKosim Asher Yivoy Lechem Shomo L'daber Eilecha Shom V'nigdash Bechvoidi Ki Shom Yeveis Moyen L'dibur V'nigdash Bechvoidi. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu says that I become separated V'nigdash Bechvoidi, because that's the place where it's set aside to have Dibur. V'nigdash b'chvoidi. V'amistakel yofen b'ksubim. Ha'nemorim b'matan Torah. U'meivin mashik asabnu bohem. Yovin tzayna mishkan u'beis ha'mikdosh. V'yuchal lezboi nein boi. V'imasha omar shlomi b'chochem v'asoi. B'tfilos u'beis ha'mikdosh. Hashem l'kei Yisrael k'moi sh'omar bar Sinai. V'ayirus l'kei Yisrael. The Ramban goes on to explain that from the phrase that Shlomo Melech uses, you can see that Shlomo Melech is also indicating that there's a hemshich between Matan Torah and Mishkan. Right, and he refers to different things he said before, and then he stresses Uchvoyde lekei Yisrael aleihem milmola hi achayah shereisi tachas lekei Yisrael. And That just as the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us this world, so too the heavens will not be able to contain a Kadosh Baruch Hu. וכסיב על האורוין להלויס משום מסרון הלכים אשר נקרא שם שם השם צבוקס יושב גוב מולב. And the Oroin is the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu is most significantly felt. L'niyus Daiti, what the Ramban is referring to over here, is what we call the idea of Tzimtzum. Right? And the line that refers to David HaMelech's sentence, I think is what gives it away, and I think, I'm not sure, Ramban says that there are that Kadosh Baruch Hu repeats Uchvayt Hashem twice. And I've trouble determining exactly one of the two Kvayt Hashems that Ramban is referring to. And I'm not sure that I'm right, because he introduces a third paragraph where he says, introduces it, Yovin Soyda Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. So I'm suggesting that the first Kvayt Hashem is what we describe the idea of the Hemshech between our Sinai and Mishkan, and that is most strongly indicated by the ongoing teaching of Torah takes place in Mishkan. If you had to find the Hemshech between Mishkan and Matan Torah, no, Talmud Torah, teaching, you have other indicators, Hagbalah and fire and the paradox of accessibility. But what's it, but when you see teaching, when you see Matan Torah, so that's the clearest Hemshech. So that's the first Uchvayt Hashem, I think, and I'm not 100% sure. I think the second Uchvayt Hashem is the idea of Tzimtzum. Because what was the other greatest Chinush of Matan Torah? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed his presence to be felt in a geographic area. Didn't happen before that. Right? In terms of Nevuah, is always Nevuah is always part of the world of the non-physical. But for Kadosh Baruch Hu to say, I'm going to meet you at a specific place, there's going to be Ashrei Shekhin in a certain place, you're going to require Hagbalah. So Hagbalah, the flip side of Hagbalah, is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be found in a certain place. What then Hagbalah teaches us? Distance. Because Hagbalah is only necessary if a Kadosh Baruch Hu has defined the geographic place. Until Moshe saw the snare, there was no idea of Al-Trik of Al-Loyim, of Shal Nelechem Al-Rilecha. It's only after Kadosh Baruch Hu made his presence felt in a physical situation, and then there had to be a sense of Hagbalah. So Tzimtzum was the other, one of the other unnatural phenomena that took place. Gilui is an unnatural phenomena. Unnatural, I mean not unnatural, not a good way to phrase it. Gilui Shechina contradicts the physical world, and Tzimtzum contradicts the non-physical world. So Har Sinai brought both. That might be Pshat in the strange Rashi. The strange Rashi, the end of Mishpatim, end of Yisra. Because Baruch Hu says, Rashi says, it's a Losh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Min HaShemayim Mishmiachos Koyle. And Rashi says, it's another Pasuk, Ba'la Oretz, So Rashi says stira. So Rashi says no. There's a kosa shlishi echmiyim v'neim. What's the kosa v'shlishi? That's because what she says that Kadosh Baruch Hu, I forget the exact pasuk, and hirachin hashemayim la'aretz. So it's one of these difficult Rashi. You don't understand the kashim, don't understand the teretz. Right? What have we accomplished with having the third pasuk? L'chari, what it means? It means there are two chidushim that are happening in our Sinai. One is the chidush. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to contradict the physical nature of human beings, and he's going to have interact with us. There's another steer at Har Sinai. That Al Oretz, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to mitzamtem himself in a geographical area. So, what's the akos of Ashlishi? Ashlishi is that both took place. Even though to have both take place is a further stira, right? So, if you have tzimtzum, so you don't need the chinish of us being the non-physical, and if the non-physical reveals itself, you don't need the tzimtzum. So, l'chor is a stira to have both nisim, have both paradoxes. But that was what I was saying. So I believe the Ramban is pointing out is that Mishkan is the concretization or the ongoing place where Kadosh Baruch Hu continues the stira. There's ongoing teaching to Moshe Rabbeinu, so that's ponim al ponim that maintains itself in Shechina, in Mishkan. On the other hand, the idea of Tzimtzum, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will be found bein akruvim, so that's the Chvod Hashem. Now, the Ramban then associates Tzimtzum with the Midas HaRachamim. He says that's what Shlomo is referring to. So, L'chayra, what it means is the following. Again, this is a... L'chayra, what it means is that Tzimtzum was one of the great acts, one of the greatest acts of compassion that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. For the world. Why is that? Because tzimtzum is the greatest sacrifice. And in human terms. In human terms, if a person gives up something which defines them, that's the greatest sacrifice. Avraham Avinu was asked to give up Midas HaChesed. Right? If you give up something that's not part of you, doesn't define who you are, it's a sacrifice. You give up the way you define yourself, right? So then that's the ultimate self-effacement. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to say that because people will benefit by tzimtzum, so he will offer us this phenomena. So that's the greatest form of sacrifice that Kadosh Baruch Hu could do. It's mitzamtzem. He's the Ein Sof. So the Ein Sof is mitzamtzem. The Ein Sof is that he'll allow himself to be felt in a specific area more than any other area. So whatever that means, that contradicts the notion of Mol Eretz Kavayda, which is definitive of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Definitive of being non-corporeal. Right? So that's the thing that the Ramban is pointing out, that they appreciate Mishkan. So on one level, the Ramban first says that on one level it's Kedoshim Ruhuyim. The Mishkan reminds us of the position that Klal Yisrael achieved. It's the what the Ramban refers to in Parshas Vayetze. It's the Mayim. It's the Yomtif. It's Aliyah L'Reyel. The one end it says the Klal Yisrael will always have to remember we were roi to be on lechas koyim mekodesh, and we are a people who are roi to go to Mishnah. You prepare yourself. You watch up between tara and tuma. You are a people who are roi to come to Mikdash. It's that tapi pshuta. Forever, Jew sees the milo which he can achieve. And then he says it's natural. Ru'uyim, we earned it, we achieved it. And then he says the soin is taking that idea in a deeper level. Not only the ongoing reminder that we were panim al panim to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a bris, but it's an ongoing reminder of the mechanics of Matan Torah. Mechanics is a bad term to use, but the gut of Matan Torah. An ongoing reminder that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and not just a reminder, an ongoing access to the chidushim of Matan Torah. Number one, the accessibility of Kadosh Baruch Hu's teaching. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was Megal himself and raises us up to be able to perceive him. And number two, the concept of symptom of Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzamtzem himself first. Now, obviously, these are such yesoides that each one requires a lot of elaboration. But that's where the Ramban begins to describe these ideas. And the Ramban says that's the yesoid of Mikdash, yesoid of Mishkan. It's often instructive to see that later svarim to appreciate the impact that the Ramban has had in almost all of the Mefarshei Chumash. So very often you see the Netziv, for example. The Netziv describes very beautiful terms how the Mikdash or Mishkan is a reconstruction of the world. So that's a very, very important idea, because that's the whole idea of Shabbos, that the melachos are based on the cessation of melachos HaMishkan. It means that they're based on the form, the way in which the Kadosh Baruch Hu was asked to recreate the world. So we cease them as a zikaron that Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ramban says, Hamidrash says that's why details in the Mishkan are so important, because in one loop represents some aspect of what maintains the this physical world. Sfas Emes also is a sefer that is a very difficult sefer, requires a lot of work. But you see in the Sfas Emes very often that he was building upon ideas that the Ramban expresses. Sfas Emes has his, and Sfas Emes, if you're familiar with it, so Sfas Emes, the way it's presented, Sfas Emes is a collection of probably sichos that the Sfas Emes gave in various years, and he develops the same ideas year after year after year. When once you understand a piece of the Sfas Emes, so the sometimes you have to follow the exact same spot where he discusses it, and then year after year you can see how he develops this the concept. So the opening piece of the Sfas Emes over the course of many years is on Vayikra Truma. And he quotes a medrash that's based on the pasuk Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. So the Sfas Emes explains why did the medrash quote Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem and Vayikra Truma. So in one of the later years, he spells it out. What's bothering the Medrash, he spells it out 2 years later, the next year, 2 years later, that what was bothering the Medrash is why it says v'yikhuli, shv'yidnuli, right? Elamai, eich yuchal odom vosav adom litein dover Hashem Yisbarach. V'yidnuli doesn't make any sense. V'yidnuli, well, give something to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Can't be. So what's v'yikhuli? Ki lekach toiv nasati lochem. Rak haRotzon Kicha Nefesh Adam LeNesina Zo ZeIkar Mechuvan. The most a person can do is he can want to give something to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the best we can do. We can't really give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Ikar haRotzon LaSosu. VeAl Yedei Ze Misreimei Ma Mitzvah Ad Hashem Yisbarach. VeYikhu means that you will take something. That's the most you can't do. V'yidnu, you can do a v'yikhu. Goes on to explain that the eager part of being makhtan is being mafresh something. If you do a v'yikhu, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will appreciate the ritzoin that a person has to give something to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, in the earlier years, he explains. A year later, he explains, spells it out. The nearest is Zeb Chinah should perish Odom Dover Mishaloyim Abdul Hashem Yisbarach. Choshev Lefonim Yoyser Miguf Hanesina. The actual giving over to Mikdash is less significant an act than the separating it, than the parting with it, because parting with it, that's what the person has the ratzon to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the first piece, he explains where he is going with this idea, and that is that ki nitna haTorah liYisrael kefi achonas kabbalosa. The inyan Torah shebal peh ki hakol yish b'Torah, rakel chol odom nitan kefi ritzoinei ve'emes. That a person's ability to accomplish in Torah depends on his on how open he is to achieving with the Torah. Tzorech laze emuna leida birur ki kol hamadreges ukedushas haTorah gavoha me'al gavoya hakol toli birotzi v'achonas ha'odom. As the Sfas Emes is saying, he elaborates, and there's a lot that he quotes the Chiddushei Rim. He relates it back to Adar. But the point that he's making is that Kadosh Baruch Hu communicated through the Yikhuli the idea that we cannot give anything to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The most we can do is have Ratzon, want to give to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then because of our interest in doing something for the Ribbono Shel Olam, because in our hearts we were moved, we were inspired, we felt some kind of a hergish that we wanted to do something for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that hergish is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu then appreciates, and that hergish is what allows, that hergish is the main contribution, or the main accomplishment of the mitzvah. Right? So he says, that's true for everything that we accomplish within a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The more open we are, the more we believe, he says, the more you believe that you can accomplish within Kiddusha and within learning, the greater will be your openness, and the greater, the more prepared you're going to be for that to happen. If a person believes, put it in our terms, if a person believes that he can, that it's within his power to figure out what's at the yesod of a machlokes rishonim, if he has a emunah that he has the koyach to figure out aktsos and the seeds, he's muchan and pasuach, so then it'll happen. It'll happen. Because number one, Kadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. That's what he develops over the course of several years. That every single act of Avodas Hashem, we can only begin with the Ratzon, with the Hachana. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately bring it to its full fruition. At the beginning of the idea says that's part of our being prepared, part of our Hachana's Kabbalasim. So, he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed to us in the mitzvah of building a Mishkan from the first moment that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to need gold, I'll need silver, I'll need tchel, all the things I'll need. But the avod over here is not for Russia. The avod over here is that you want to do something, you want to build a Mishkan for me. But the avod over here is that you really believe that there can be such a thing as a Mishkan. Because Baruch Hu can be mitzamtzem, it can live with you. Our vote is believing that you are roi to be b'nei dviyim. That's the real avoda. When does that avoda get expressed? B'shas hafrosha. Not b'shas binyan. But Tzal will build. But when does every Jew have that heritage? When Moshe says, we're going to build a Mishkan, I need your gold. So if they look at Moshe as being, it's crazy. Going to build a Mishkan of Shvaruch Hu. Who needs it? Who needs Tzimtzum? Who needs Giloy? Hey Neronu, we just had this in our Sinai. The person is limited by the Chet HaEgel. We had it. We messed up. All right. So there's no Nesina. When does it, every Jew express that they have the Yamuna that they can achieve levels of nevuah, and they can leave a shrei shechina, and they can it seems it's important for them. That's b'shas hafrosh. That's v'yikuli. B'shas l'kicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that's the moment that I need, that I want. But if there's a v'yikuli, so then the name says how far you can go. Again, he develops it at a much greater length. That's part of every single mitzvah. L'chayra, that's built on this idea of the Ramban. That Kadosh Baruch Hu now reveals himself benister. The idea of revealing himself benister is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Klal Yisrael, you've seen what you can accomplish, right? That was a Gili Shechina. And if you have the emunah that is achievable, if you're pasuach or mezuman, so then you'll be able to seek me out benister. So the whole framework of the Mishkan, the whole experience, the phenomena of Mishkan, communicates this idea to us. The whole phenomena of having a nigla and a nister, having hashroi shechina, which is accessible, and having concepts which are so beyond us, tzimtzum and gilui, and living with them, that is it communicates to a thinking person all the time, look at what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is being megala, look what you can achieve. And that nevertheless puts the emphasis now on the boss of the dumb to try to grow beyond his initial capacity and achieve. And the Sfas Emba says this is true in a grand way, and it's true b'shas kim kol mitzvah b'mitzvah. Every single time a person does a mitzvah, this is interesting that this idea the Rav expressed as a, later on, an idea of a matir for mitzvahs. Baruch is a matir for mitzvahs. Same idea, that avodas Hashem is really beyond the human experience. Similar idea. A person has to have a muna in order to be able to achieve significantly in the avodas Hashem. So this just Emma says this idea, which is presented in a grand way by the Hemshech of Matan Torah, also every Jew can experience in a fashion b'shas kol ki mitzvah. Okay.